E broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. A southern state has become the first to use a controversial execution method.
Alabama has put convicted killer Kenneth Eugene Smith to death using a first-in-the-nation execution method, nitrogen gas. Alabama Department of Corrections Commissioner John Q. Hamm.
Smith was holding his breath as long as he could. There's some involuntary movement and some agonal breathing. That was all expected.
The execution took about 22 minutes. Critics have called it cruel and unusual punishment.
CBS's Jennifer Kuiper. Smith had been found guilty in the 1988 death of Elizabeth Sennett, who was stabbed multiple times in the neck and chest. From relative warmth to a reminder that it is still winter, here's CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
In the Northeast, it is going to be warming up. It's not going to be the nicest warm temperatures you've ever seen, but we will get to the mid-60s in D.C., but that's going to be a short-lived warmth for New York City. By the time we get to Monday, we could be seeing a little bit of snow in the city. And as you go into New England, we could actually be seeing a pretty decent amount of snow.
The mother of a convicted mass shooter is now facing four counts of involuntary manslaughter. Details from CBS's Elaine Quijano.
Jennifer Crumbly sat teary-eyed on day one of the history-making trial.
Jennifer Crumbly didn't pull the trigger that day, but she is responsible for those deaths.
Her son was 15 when he shot and killed four students at Oxford High School in Michigan. Ethan Crumbly pleaded guilty and was sentenced last month.
The defendant shall serve the rest of his life without the possibility of parole.
Microsoft has laid off employees at its gaming division after its purchase of Activision Blizzard. CBS News business reporter Jason Brooks has some numbers.
Microsoft bought Call of Duty maker Activision for a gaming industry record $69 billion. And like other mergers of that magnitude, layoffs were anticipated due to overlapping roles. Tech layoffs have come rapid fire over the past week, including Amazon, Google, and eBay.
NASA says its Mars helicopter Ingenuity suffered damage to its rotor blades in a flight last week and now has ended its nearly three-year-long mission. Administrator Bill Nelson.
Ingenuity, the little helicopter that could, and it kept saying, I think I can, I think I can. Well, it is now taking its last flight on Mars.
The roof and soaring steeple of an historic church in downtown New London, Connecticut, have collapsed. There's now a huge hole where the roof once was and rubble in front of the building. No deaths or injuries have been reported. The first Congregational church building dates back to around 1850. The building fell in on itself rather than onto the street or nearby properties, which include City Hall and dormitories for Connecticut College students. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden was in Wisconsin Thursday pledging $1 billion to replace Superior's critical but aging John Blatnick Bridge to Duluth, where he noted the U.S. infrastructure has fallen to number 13 in the world.
How in God's name can we have the strongest economy in the world if we don't have the strongest and best infrastructure in the world? It's not possible. So we're determined to turn that around. We were determined to turn that around in a big way.
It's part of the $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure law that's paying for road and bridge repairs nationwide. Wisconsin's projected budget surplus is getting smaller, $3.25 billion now, instead of the previously forecasted $4 billion. The Legislative Fiscal Bureau says it's due to a drop in projected growth in tax collections and the deal for more money for the universities of Wisconsin. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks host Cleveland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Cavaliers. They beat them Wednesday 126-116. Last week, Cavaliers beat the Bucks by 40 points in a blowout. What was the difference this week? Damian Lillard.
I just thought we were sharper to start the game. And defensively, we didn't just allow guys to run around free and be comfortable getting to spots and get comfortable shots. I thought we were present. We were physical. Our coverages, we were much sharper than we had been in the last game.
Lillard and Giannis Antetokounmpo both nominated to represent the team as starters in next month's NBA All-Star game. College hoops, Wisconsin against Michigan State tonight. Number 14th ranked Marquette hosts Seton Hall tomorrow at noon. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers have a new safeties coach. Alex Grinch will take over for Colin Hitchler, who left for Alabama. Grinch was the defensive coordinator for the USC Trojans. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Areas of rain, fog, even some snowflakes from time to time in the overnight. Our lows dropping to right near the freezing mark with light northeast winds developing. On your Friday, rain possibly mixing with snow at times before it comes to an end. Upper 30s in the late afternoon. It's 33 at our studios.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Engaged and entertained.
So very, very much for joining us. Jane Matner, Greg Bach, Calvin Budenhoff on the board. Coming to you live from her studio in beautiful downtown Waukesha. You can always join us if you want to call or text at 844-967-2789, 844-96.
Party.
That is correct. Or leave a message on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. Very busy show today. Lots of things coming up next hour. As she is every Thursday, Dr. Kristen Lyerly will be here with our public cervix announcement. And then at 11:33, J.R. Radcliffe from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel will be here. Doc Rivers getting a pretty nice paycheck.
Oh, yeah.
As the new head coach of the Bucks.
Our third head coach we are now paying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he'll have details about that, I'm sure, and also about Joe Barry getting fired from the Packers and what is going to happen next. That is all coming up in hour number two. Right now, though, we're going to start off with President Biden is coming to Wisconsin today. He will be at the Earth Rider Brewery in Superior. And according to the White House, we'll talk about how his administration is rebuilding infrastructure, lowering costs, spurring small businesses, and creating good-paying jobs.
Welcome back, Mr. President.
His visit just days after, and we talked about this, I think it was just on Monday, right?
Yeah.
Let's build bridges is what we were talking about. They announced $1 billion in new money to replace the 60-year-old Blotnick Bridge that connects Superior to Duluth, Minnesota. Funding for that money comes from the bipartisan infrastructure law that the Biden administration passed. It's also part of a nearly $5 billion investment toward 37 different transportation infrastructure projects around the country.
I mean,
things are getting done.
First, Tammy Baldwin announces that she brings home the bacon on the bridge. Brings home the bacon on the Blotnick Bridge.
Oh, ooh,
yeah.
Oh.
Then, I should have said it a little clearer, but point is, then Kamala Harris comes to town, and then what, 72 hours later, Joe Biden's here.
And then Janet Yellen is coming to Milwaukee tomorrow, I'm pretty sure.
We're just going to set up their own little house. It's going to be a tiny little White House. They can all hang out. They have a slumber party.
They can get a nice penthouse at the Couture, which is now renting.
Oh, that is in your mind forever now.
Oh, my gosh, yes. I was looking at some pictures. Anyway, I don't see how this is a bad thing.
No.
For any of us.
I don't think that... If you're the president of the United States of America and stuff like this is happening, there's infrastructure taking place, there's money being spent on good things... I don't care what party you're a part of. You should get on the plane, go to where you want, talk about it, tell people. Because there's a lot of people out there, as we have stated before, who think the country is in a lot worse shape than it is. So it's important for their leaders to get out there and say, no, we're doing things. And with this infrastructure deal, we're doing it together. We did it together.
It was a bipartisan agreement.
Yeah. I mean, call me naive or a fool. Call me whatever you want. But I think it is important to celebrate the wins. And you know what would be awesome is if maybe like Tom Tiffany came with and said, raised their hands and said, we did this together.
Tom Tiffany, by the way, whose district does represent Superior, voted against this.
Never mind.
And yet I'm surprised he hasn't come forward and said, look what I did. Maybe too many people would just call him on it and say, yeah, no, Tom, you didn't actually.
Did he ask for money? That's the question I would have. We'll check into that because that's the whole beef we have right now is everyone saying they voted no, but now they're asking for $100 million here, $2 million there. After a while, it starts to seem like real money.
It is real money.
Yeah.
844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Stephen from Green Bay. Good morning, Stephen. Thank you for joining us. What did you want to say?
Hey, guys. I had a bit I wanted to share with you, too, and it kind of ties into what you guys are talking about with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris coming this week to the state of Wisconsin. I was in bed listening to music, as I do every night, and I ran across this new song by Cody Lee. He was the winner of America's Got Talent. And the name of the song is Change, and I encourage you guys to listen to it because it got me thinking. And that's exactly what we need, not only in this state, but in this country, is we need change. We need to stop talking about change, and we need to do something about it. With that being said, I think that the younger generation has a really good opportunity to introduce that change, and I think we're trying. But also, I don't think that Kamala Harris coming here and then Joe Biden coming here, I don't think that's by mistake. I think they also know that there needs to be some real big changes in this country, and I think they know that those changes are going to directly run through the state of Wisconsin. And I think this is not the last we're going to see of those two. I think they're going to be hitting our state hard, and they should, because us as Wisconsinites have a unique opportunity to be at the forefront of introducing that change. And we have a great responsibility of doing so. And taking that responsibility and that privilege of introducing that change seriously and not squandering it like generations have in the past. That's all I got to say.
Yeah. Appreciate that, Stephen. Yeah. And we always appreciate you checking in. And certainly thank you for listening. Absolutely. Change is going to come through Wisconsin. We are critically important in this next election.
And absolutely. Critical. It was not an accident whatsoever.
No.
I mean, these trips are planned methodically and within an inch of its life. There's a lot that goes into this planning, and we're probably going to see
a lot more visits. We're going to get a lot more visits.
Probably upwards of like a dozen, if not more times.
Yep.
Stopping by Stephen's Point, say hello, and then I'm going to take off somewhere else. But yeah, no, you're right. We need the change. We need to make that change. And hopefully 2024 will not be as much of a heart attack election that was 2020, but I think it's going to be, but we'll be here to help you get through it on Matt and Air on Air.
There you go. Oh, nice. Clip that, Calvin. There's our promo for tomorrow. You can always join us, 844-967-2789, talking about President Biden stopping today in Superior to tout the $1 billion coming to improve the Blotnick Bridge, which separates Superior from Duluth. If you drive that bridge with any regularity, I would love to hear from you, first of all, so I can applaud you for your courage, because I crossed it during the summer a couple of years ago with my sister when we were traveling up there. And the weather was good, so I can't imagine going across that bridge, which is 60 years old, by the way.
Yeah. I would say...
Crossing that bridge in the winter must be terrifying.
I don't like crossing any bridges. Like, I know that there's... I said it before. I know they're safe. One of the biggest ones that I'm scared of is the bridge that connects Indiana to Illinois. There's a bridge. There's a big, long bridge there, and it just doesn't feel good. It's perfectly fine.
Does it go high?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay.
It's super high, and you're super above everything, and there's nothing between you except for bridge, and I don't like it. But do I have a choice?
No.
No, or else I live in Gary, Indiana.
Well, and that's just the thing. It's like, what are you going to – there's only one way to get there.
Yeah.
And I understand that there are a couple of other smaller bridges connecting Duluth and Superior, but the Blotnick Bridge obviously is the main one, and there's all kinds of freight shipping that goes over those bridges, and so it's really critically important for commerce.
Yeah.
And this project, it's not like it's going to get done in a year.
No.
This is going to be a multi-year reconstruction of this bridge.
Which means they're going to have to, I mean.
Lots of jobs.
Lots of jobs. Also wondering, will they have to shut the bridge down for a short amount of time, then turn it into a, like, the two lanes on one side into one lane? Like, it's going to be tough.
I'm sure it's going to be an annoyance for people who live up there. But like any of these construction projects, unfortunately, you have to go through a short period of pain before things are done. And then hopefully it'll be another 65, 70 years before anything has to get done. But yeah, talking about all the jobs that this is going to bring, and these are going to be union jobs.
Yep. I mean, that's what this, one of the big things we talk about, like also with regard to the study they're going to do for the train, they're saying that, I mean, if the train gets built from Milwaukee to Madison to Minnesota, or not Madison, just outside Madison, all the way up, so many jobs. And that's what's good about these big bills,
these big infrastructure projects.
They create jobs over time, and they, you know, it's good stuff, and I wish people would listen to it and believe it.
Well, and good paying jobs. And we've talked to a number of different people who are in the trades and encourage people to get into the trades. And some of these jobs are really fantastic paying jobs. You talk about family supporting jobs. Mm-hmm. That's what these are.
Absolutely. We got a live stream comment from PJ Schlomer. It says the Mackinac Bridge is scary. I've never done the Mackinac Bridge.
But I haven't either.
I have to assume if you have the word bridge in there, it's scary.
All right. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can also leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. Quickly, Mike from Kenosha is joining us. Good morning, Mike. Thanks for joining us. What did you want to say?
Yeah, good morning. You know, I listened to the infrastructure conversation and, you know, how desperately not only that particular bridge up in Superior, but, you know, ever since, what was it, the I-35 bridge?
In Minnesota.
St. Paul.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was mid-90s, as I recall, something like that. And yet that still wasn't enough to get the GOP behind any meaningful infrastructure proposal. So let me understand this. For 40 years plus, we have been closing the door in denying water, air, and transportation infrastructure issues. And then now that we finally are you know, getting a little bit of traction and getting some results, the Republican Party want to slow it down and want to suspend or kill it. I just don't understand why any or how any group of the public can support a group like the Republicans in this case, who have failed in their responsibilities to allow us to have these updated, very critical infrastructure programs.
Well, if you remember, Mike, Donald Trump has a plan. It's going to come out in 2 weeks. His infrastructure plan is due any day now. I'm sure he'll have it ready should he be reelected. All right, we're up against the break. Stay with us. If you want to join and check in with us, you can always call or text at 844-967-2789. You're listening to Matt Nair on air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome to Matt Mayer on Air. Thank you so very much for joining us. Jane Matt Mayer, Greg Bach, Calvin B. coming to you.
That was tough for
know,
you, wasn't
right?
it?
I stumbled on that one a little bit.
It's easy if you just say, the Board Lord.
The Board Lord. We're working on nicknames for our producer, Calvin. You can always join us at 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Or leave a message on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. We will see your messages there as well. We were talking about President Biden visiting in Superior, Wisconsin today, touting the $1 billion that's coming to the area to rebuild and replace and refurbish the big Blatnik Bridge connecting Superior.
You can't. Blatnik.
It's just one of those Blatnik. It's like a Jerry Lewis kind of Blatnik. A bridge which connects Duluth and Superior. And it's a critically important infrastructure project, and it's really good for the area. Another big thing that happened yesterday that you may have missed was President Biden received the endorsements of the UAW.
Mm-hmm.
United Auto Workers.
Yes.
And if you recall, last summer, or was it fall? I know what
Fallish.
Happened.
It happened right after. It happened right after the actor strike, between the writer strike, the actor strike, and then the auto worker strike. So some like summer fall.
President Biden did go and stood on the picket line with the UAW workers. At that time, Donald Trump held an event at a non-union shop.
Yep.
And apparently, that did not go unnoticed. By the UAW. Calvin, I believe we have a clip from Sean Fain talking about their endorsements of President Biden. Take a listen.
Donald Trump is a scab. When I first came into office, we made some headlines by saying that our endorsements would be earned, not freely given. We've said we'd stand with whoever stood with us in our fight. Not because somebody was nice to us and we want to be nice to them, but because we need to know who's going to put up and who's going to shut up and going even further. We need to know who's going to stand up with us. And this choice is clear. Joe Biden bet on the American worker, while Donald Trump blamed the American worker. We need to know who's going to sit in the most powerful seat in the world and help us win as a united working class. So if our endorsements must be earned, Joe Biden has earned it.
That's Sean Fain. He's the president of the UAW, announcing that they are endorsing President Joe Biden in his reelection bid. And he was making the rounds on a lot of the news stations yesterday, and I caught quite a few of them. And he was on with Brett Baer on Fox News.
Yeah.
And just again pointed out after the in 2018, I mean, all of the moves that Donald Trump took to essentially undermine union workers and not offering his support to the unions. When a UAW plant was closing in Ohio, I remember this clearly. Donald Trump told people in Ohio, don't sell your houses. Everything's going to be fine. And then the plant closed.
Yep.
Whereas President Biden went to Illinois, and according again to Sean Fain, who's the president of the UAW, actually saved two UAW plants in Illinois. So these are pretty stark contrasts.
I mean, absolutely. And it would seem like a no-brainer, especially if you're a union person. And I give Sean Fain credit for going on all of the shows.
Yeah, he was everywhere yesterday.
As we know, we all know people who are union houses, who work in unions, who also vote Republican for some reason. I think it was important for him to go on those shows and say to him, at the end of the day, this is the person who's standing behind us. The other guy uses us or demonizes us. He used us in Ohio and he demonized us this summer. And why would you stand with that? He's not going to stand with you.
He's not going to stand with us. Yeah. And another thing to keep in mind, too, new numbers out yesterday from the U.S. Department of Labor, or Tuesday, rather. Wisconsin's union workforce grew last year at the fastest rate in more than 30 years. So union membership is up.
Yeah.
It has been falling for decades. It's now less than half of what it was in 2000, but last year it rose by 9.6%.
Because people are starting to see that union jobs are good jobs.
They are good jobs.
And especially, you know, with the education component, too, we talked about a couple months ago. You go to school and you learn how to get a trade job, you get into a union, you're going to be making good money. That's a good retirement. That's a middle-class job. That's the working-class job we talk about all the time. They're contained within those trades jobs, those union jobs. And I think you see a 9% rise. I think you're going to see even more because say what you will about Hollywood and the writers coming together with that kind of power and that sort of solidarity says something. So it's like, I'm not a Hollywood writer, but, you know, my dad's a union plumber. Maybe I should do that. My mom's a carpenter. Maybe I should do that. You know, I mean, it's just, and then once again, we go back to the idea of how do we throw this information into people's heads so they understand it? Because some people just want to say no. It's not good.
Well, and it's important to remember also when we think of, at least when some people think of what the heyday was of the American middle class, that's when union membership was at its strongest.
Absolutely. And we had a government and a corporate culture that believed in the people far more than it does now.
Oh, yes.
And it believed in the education process. I mean, regardless, you know, they wanted their kids to go to four-year schools, but the opportunities were there to go to a four-year school, to become a union draftsman, whatever. The heyday is far gone. It's never coming back in that form. Let's make our own heyday.
We'll make a new form
then. Yeah, exactly. It's a reboot. How about that for all you Hollywood types? We're going to take the heyday, reboot it. Way more inclusive. We're going to reboot this heyday.
If you want to join us, you can always call or text at 844-967-2789 or leave a comment on the live stream. If you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter, we have news coming up next. If you're on the line, please hold. We will be right back with you. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local. Locally Grown Radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. Alabama has executed a man using nitrogen gas. It's the first time that method's been used in the U.S. Kenneth Smith helped kill Elizabeth Sennett in 1988. Her son Mike Sennett says he's glad this day has come.
All three of the people involved in this case years ago, we have forgiven them.
Flood watches are up from Louisiana to West Virginia, and more rain is expected over the next few days. CBS's Janet Shamlian is in Conroe, Texas.
Flooding is expected to continue here due to runoff. For a driver at night, visibility drops and the danger increases.
An airline is getting some of its Boeing jets back in the air, says CBS's John Dickerson.
Alaska Airlines has checked the bolts on its Boeing 737 MAX 9 jets, and those cleared could begin returning to service as soon as Friday. The airline expects all planes to be up and running by February 2nd.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers promises to veto a redistricting bill making its way through the legislature. Republicans are touting the bill as 99% of what Evers asked for in a map proposal in 2021. But Evers says changes made to the proposal still amount to gerrymandering. The state Supreme Court will enact a redistricting plan this spring if lawmakers and the governor don't do it first. The State Department of Natural Resources Fish and Wildlife Fund is approaching a budget deficit of almost $16 million by 2026. That fund helps to employ around 500 people. DNR officials say that fewer and fewer people are buying hunting licenses. They've floated a number of ways to address the deficit, including taking a closer look at how many people they employ and relying more on federal funding. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Areas of rain, fog, even some snowflakes from time to time in the overnight. Our lows dropping to right near the freezing mark with light northeast winds developing. On your Friday, rain possibly mixing with snow at times before it comes to an end. Upper 30s in the late afternoon. It's 33 at our studios.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. SmileTrain is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through, is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
Locally Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
welcome to Matt Mayer on air. Thank you so very much for joining us. Jane Matt Mayer, Greg Bach, Cool Cal Spee on the board.
What?
Coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us at 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Leave a message on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter talking about President Biden stopping today in Superior to talk about the $1 billion coming to fix the and repair and or replace the very scary Blotnick Bridge, which connects Superior and Duluth. And I wanted to share this. Pat, who is listening in Green Bay, says the I-43 bridge in Green Bay is pretty scary, too. I've been over that bridge, and it is scary.
And you know what makes a bridge scary? Is when you have vast amounts of land on this side, especially when it's water. And you're just
the water factor.
You're just looking directly out and you just don't know what to do.
Yeah,
you're like,
it's unnerving.
And also the movie Stand By Me. If you understand that reference, the train dodging scene, oh my good gravy, good Lord. We got another text message from Jack from Merrimack.
Oh, Jack.
Where you
Jack?
Been, buddy? Note that every single Wisconsin Republican voted against the infrastructure bill.
Yes,
that
every single
1,000% true.
Yes.
And yet,
none of them have actually, Tom Tiffany, whose district this includes, at least from what I have seen, has not come out and said, this is a great thing. Because then he would have to get called on the fact that he actually voted against it.
Yeah, but
let's just not acknowledge it at all.
Let's see if he acknowledges the fact that jobs will happen in his district.
Again, then you have to give credit to President Biden. And
no, they don't.
Nobody wants to do that.
No, they don't.
844-967-2789 if you want to join the conversation. David from MEC 1, thank you for your patience, David. And thank you for joining us. What did you want to say?
Hey, good morning. Really quickly, so for the record, I actually was in two unions when I was much younger. I was actually at the Kohl's Food Store A&P Union.
Sure.
And Chrysler. There was good and bad points about it. And the reason being, ultimately, I was in the Plymouth Division, and they made some very bad decisions. And ultimately, Plymouth no longer exists to this day. They got literally eliminated when they got purchased by Mercedes-Benz back in the day. I should point out, there's an article that I think you guys should really take a little bit of a read from Tom Hall 5 days ago. World Socialist website, just the last month, in the month of December, the big three, as they're transitioning to EV, you know, electric vehicles, they've laid off 8,000 UAW workers. Between the big three. And I don't think people realize how many jobs are actually going to be eliminated as we make this transition. One, you don't need as many parts, obviously. Two, the cars are way more expensive than a combustion engine. Three, you have to realize that, you know, when you have an electric vehicle, if you saw what just happened when you had the deep freeze and how the chargers were not working. You had all these stranded Teslas and everything else. There's a lot of things that people are not realizing. And, you know, Ford is already announcing, you know, $50,000 buyouts. It was just announced a few days ago to shave because the Ford F-150 Lightning is not selling. There's a glut of electric vehicles, and part of that is due to the fact that the range is horrendous. When you do have to replace the battery, it's going to cost you a minimum of $15,000,
$17,000. Oh, I appreciate it, David. You're not wrong. I mean, but even Sean Fain, who is the president of the UAW, was asked about the EVs. And he said, look, American workers have always had to be adaptable.
Yeah.
We've always had to adapt. And I, unfortunately... And again, I don't think he's wrong. I don't think David is wrong that there are going to be some job losses within the auto industry as EVs become more popular and more of the norm. But look at all of the other industries that this has happened.
Well, and the two questions I have is, you know, the whole claim about I don't disagree. I'm sure that being in union has its ups and downs, but
they're not all perfect. And there was plenty of shenanigans going on with some unions back in the day. And I think that's pretty well acknowledged.
But my question is I don't think it's the union's fault that Plymouth was bought out. Unions don't control whether or not a company is bought out. The people in the offices upstairs, he said that Plymouth was bought out by Mercedes-Benz. I'm like, well, that wasn't the union's fault. That was probably the bosses upstairs, the management. I'm not going to put blame on a buyout.
Well, but it depends. I mean, I'm assuming that Dave is inferring, you know, that the union demands were so extensive that they had to get rid of this.
Well,
division.
At this point, I don't know.
I don't know that for sure.
And the other thing, too, is EV technology is expensive. It's still a pretty new technology to be taken up by the big three. The big three didn't start adopting this until a few years ago. And so, yeah, right now, and then maybe in 10, 15 years, the technology gets better, the range gets better, the price comes down. But, I mean, yeah, people are going to lose their jobs. That's just the world we live in, and that's important. I'm not in a union, but I've lost my job because of cuts, and that sucks.
Just changes within industry.
Exactly.
It happens. And I do want to throw in one thing, too, for Dave. My husband has an EV, and he bought it, I guess, last February. And he didn't have any problems during the cold snap, and he doesn't have a Tesla.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Not a Tesla.
We got another text. Let's see here. From a no-name. Come on. 608. Listen on WAUK. The Blatnik Bridge is known as the High Bridge. There is also a Bong Bridge connecting Duluth and Superior. I don't want to know its history because it's too much to laugh at.
I knew there were a couple other. I think there are two other bridges in Superior, but the Blatnik is certainly the main one.
Yeah.
And probably carries the most freight. There's like 33,000 trucks that pass it every day. So this is a big deal. Mm-hmm. Tom from L.A., you've been very patient. Tom, thank you so much for joining us. What did you want to say?
Hey, guys. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and that means all of us. We need to remember the history of everything, and that is that 40 years of Reaganomics has actually destroyed this country, destroyed the union movement, and has brought us to where we are today. And the thing I would ask each and every person out there, whether you are a left or a right progressive or a conservative, is exactly what you were talking about before. How many people on the Republican side voted for this infrastructure package? Zero. How many people have voted or have taken the Medicaid expansion money from the federal government? Zero. That's why your rural hospitals in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls are now going out of business because of the fact that you guys basically are just letting that money sit there that's given to you from your taxes, your money, going to the federal government has it. And you guys have said no because of Scotty Walker and the Republican Party. And the other thing I want you to think about, just think about this. If you have somebody in your party that says we are going to develop a strategy to implement a strategy is what the words were from Scott Walker to Widow Hendricks. We're going to devise a strategy, which is called divide and conquer.
Oh, I remember that.
Now, I know Wisconsin people are very, very smart. But the thing is, if we are the United States and we are about us and we are about us all being together collectively, then why would anybody vote for a party that says anything about dividing and conquering us?
Because when you're on the side of the person who says that, when that sounds sexy to you or attractive to you, of course you're going to be for that because the people you want to divide aren't like you. They don't look like you.
Well,
they don't
it's othering.
It's othering. So I understand why people would go with that. I do. That makes sense to me because I know people who've done it. But at the end of the day, I mean, what you're saying originally as far as like, you know, turning down money. And also, let's not forget the train that Scott Walker
killed
on day two that would have brought us $850 million.
But he did sign off on Foxconn.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. He did sign off on Foxconn, which by the way, congratulations, Microsoft, on your new land.
Yeah. Good deal for Micro. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Or leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter talking about President Biden stopping today in Superior to tout the $1 billion coming to help rebuild and refurbish the Blotnick Bridge, which separates Duluth, Superior from Duluth and Superior. Yes, Duluth, Minnesota and Superior. Wisconsin.
You did it.
I'm seeing it in my head. I also want to share this with you quickly, too. MSNBC just reporting, this came out this morning. The economy grew 3.3% in the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. Economists now are describing this as an A-plus economy and that this economy is about as good as it can possibly get. And if you look into, and I know that a lot of people are not feeling this yet. They are not feeling the benefits of these numbers when you see these numbers. The stock market broke another record yesterday.
And they may never feel it if you're not.
But one of the reasons why prices are still high is because of greed.
Yeah.
It's corporate price gouging. And they use the pandemic as the reason. And certainly there were supply chain issues and all of those things that were valid. But since those things have eased, they're raking in the profits big time.
I asked that question sometime last year. We had an economist on last year, and I asked the question, when things get better, why don't prices go down? Why don't they ever lower the prices? They don't.
They don't.
Because they don't have to, because at the end of the day, those companies know we will pay X amount for this item. Some of the price raising goes up because you just have to raise some prices. But like you said, you got supply chain, pandemic, you got the regular cost rising, and then boom, there you go. Your toothpaste is $3 more, but you need toothpaste, so you're going to pay for it. And they know that, so they have no reason to lower those prices. No reason to say, hey, thanks for sticking with us through the hard times. We'll knock a dollar off for you.
Well, and it's even easier when you have 3 to 5 companies that essentially own everything.
Yes.
They own everything. So it's not like we have a lot of options to go somewhere else for our toothpaste.
Yeah. I'm not doing natural. Disgusting.
The baking soda.
So here's the question I have really quick. I'm going to ask this question super quick. Record growth, record job creation.
Record low unemployment.
Record low unemployment in state of Wisconsin and the country. Stock market doing great. What will it take for those who sit there and go, the economy sucks? What will it take for it to affect you to make you change your mind? Will you change your mind once someone else is in the office of the president? Or is there something personal, like a raise?
A raise, exactly.
Or, you know, seeing prices coming down on your necessary goods you buy.
And rent.
It's also
housing and rent, and that's a whole nother animal.
I got this update from CNN. The president doesn't control rent. So what will it take for you as a person to say the economy is doing better and actually believe the information that's coming out? Because we're not lying. This isn't a conspiracy theory. All the economists got together to say, let's fool them. I tell them it's good stuff. The economy is strong. It's growing almost to a point where I'm like, okay, when's it going to bottom out? What will it take for you to believe? That's what I want to know.
844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Stay with us. This is Matt Nair on air coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network. Billy Joe caught up to the very next day.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most.
From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Rick Bach, the board lord, coming to you live from our studio in beautiful downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. You can call or text at 844-967-2789 or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, talking about President Biden stopping in Superior today, talking about the billion-dollar project to replace and fix the Blatnik Bridge, the big connecting bridge between Duluth and Superior. Also talking about the economic numbers. They're good. They are good, but a lot of people still are not feeling it. And again, the question is, what do you need to see? What kind of effect personally do you need to see to believe that things are getting better?
And I'm going to say right now, Joe Biden out and or Donald Trump in are not acceptable answers.
Yeah, we need something a little bit more concrete than that.
We need something maybe a little more research-based or detail-wise.
844-967-2789. Scott from St. Louis. Good morning, Scott. Thank you for joining us. What did you want to say?
Good morning. Just wanted to say, I think the people that think that the economy is still bad will never agree that the economy is good because they can't see the difference between a strong economy the cause of their price problem, because that's capitalism and they love capitalism, and they can't recognize that the cause of the prices isn't the economy, it's capitalism. And so as long as their prized capitalism is a good thing, they can't recognize that's the cause of the prices.
That's a free market, right, yeah. Scott? It's a free market at work, isn't it?
They want their free market, but they don't want the price that comes with it.
Yep. They want their money, but they don't want to pay. They don't want to pay their taxes. They want all the things. They don't want to do this or that. And honestly, I'll Scott, if I may ask your permission, hold your hand into another point and walk together. I also think the thing too is if they were to say the economy is good, they're also handing the other side a win with just a simple compliment. And we're at the point now where we cannot do that.
You definitely cannot.
The moment you say that they have done anything for good, you are weak. You are a rhino. You are just not part of the plan, my brother.
You're not part of the party anymore.
Yeah, you are out. So, yeah, I mean, very, very good point, Scott. Very good point.
Thank you so much, Scott. Really appreciate it. You can always join us as well. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Along those same lines, there are reports now this morning that there will be no border deal. Mitch McConnell, in a closed-door meeting with Republicans, there will be no border deal because Donald Trump wants to run on it as an issue. So they're not going to fix anything because Donald Trump wants to use it as an issue. And we've talked about this for months.
Mitch McConnell pulling out one of the greatest hits. What did he do when Scalia died? We're not going to appoint a new.
Oh, right, because it wouldn't be right. It's too close.
It's 9 months from the election. Right. Yet before Ruth Bader Ginsburg's body was cold, they were already.
Amy Coney Barrett was in.
You know, so how much do you care about law and order? How much do you care about the country when you are willing to hold all of these major points hostage?
Just to avoid giving the other side a win.
Yeah.
844-967-2789. Jam from Racine is on the line. Good morning, Jam. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, good morning.
What do you want to say, Jen? What did you want to say?
Oh, I wanted to say, all those that are listening, you know, with the economy being good, bad, whatever, you have to make yourself a valuable asset. I'm going back to talking about getting a skill, learning how to do something, which makes you a valuable asset because futuristically, prices are going to go up. They always go up. Mm-hmm. Technology, everything's, like, improving. Like, I'm a retired surgical tech from when I first started. There's so much, you know, you have to make yourself a valuable asset so that you are capital, you know. You either are taking something out of the system or putting something in. And why not just go for it. You know, there's programs. Like, make yourself a valuable asset for the future because the future is coming whether you're ready or not. You got to go along with it, you know. I'm just saying, everybody just become a valuable asset. Learn how to do something.
Yeah.
Well, and self-improvement, right? I mean, you know, pick up another skill. Learn something different, even within your own business, even within in your own industry. Yeah. You can learn other factors of that business.
But then comes the important discussion point of opportunity as well. Educational opportunities.
Oh, yeah.
Especially in the world of tech and vocational schools. I mean, those schools, you want to learn a trade, it's not very expensive as opposed to a four-year school. And there just needs to be the opportunity available for people
to access
better. Exactly.
Yeah, it's a lot about access. Thank you so much, Jim. Really appreciate it. You can always join us as well at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. We did want to mention one thing on the live stream, and I think it's important.
Yes.
That we mention this, and we do ask for your comments, and we genuinely appreciate them, except when it's things like this. Tony Evers is a clown. It's time for him to step down.
Okay. I appreciate the rhyme scheme.
Me too. And you are certainly entitled to your opinion.
Absolutely.
But that's not an argument.
That's not...
If all you have are insults, you have no argument.
Yes.
So if you want to debate something, then give me something concrete, not just that so-and-so is a Yahoo and they need to go away. That's not a compelling reasonable argument.
Tony Evers is a clown. Well, tell me why. Well, Hunter Biden, argument.
Yeah, that's not an argument.
You don't like Tony Evers? That's fine. You don't like
Joe
Biden?
You're absolutely entitled to that. Absolutely.
Go for it. But there is no evidence to point to that says that this country is not doing better right now and our economy is not incredibly strong. Dislike them all you want, but there's no denying it.
Well,
I'm trying to think of ways that they can hand them a win without handing them a win, and there's none.
There really isn't.
There's no way they can do it.
There really isn't. Yeah. I mean, Marjorie Taylor Greene said this week that if you are not completely on the Trump train, we will eviscerate you from this party. So it's no longer the Republican Party. It is the party of Trump.
She reminds me of like that lady who stands next to the bad guy, the final boss, who's like, who will do anything. He snaps a finger and she just walks up and smacks you in the face. And that's, you should learn.
That's MTG. All right. We have the news coming up next. And when we return, it's time for a public service announcement with Dr. Kristen Lyerly. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Hey, this is Aaron from The Todd Alba Show. On Friday, Todd continues his winter tour around Wisconsin, and we are joined by Peter Rabine of E-Bombs World. Join us noon to 2.
Haven't been checking out Director's Cut lately? Well, here's some of the guests you may have missed.
Local legend from Four on the Floor, musical magician, one of my favorites, Pete Ravel. Michael Charles, Chicago Blues Hall of Fame, a man who has played with Buddy Guy. Bria Krieger joining us, a local artist.
To welcome to the WFHR stage, the legends, the lizards themselves.
Best-selling author, Mystery Science Theater 3000 legend, Midwest's own Mary Jo Peel.
Director's Cut, every Sunday night from 8 to 9 on Locally Grown Radio.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS.